No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself.
Yo, yo, welcome. Yes, welcome to another episode of Connect the Dots. My name, Kyle Bowen. That's K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. And this right here, yes, right here, is what? Is what? It's a podcast about a playlist. Yes, that is what we do with our time. Make playlists and then talk about those playlists. And that's what we have to do. We're talking about the Posted Up playlist. A playlist that's been around for 223 consecutive weeks. And also, yes, also now on Apple Music. Can we get an applause? No, we can't. That's the only button we have. And we use it to go down the list. Yes, we start from the top. And we use to go down the list. Now, this week is another special one. Right off the top. Right off the top. Right after week 222. Where we went down the best songs of all time that don't include Drake. Unbelievable. And this is what we're doing to the people? Why not? We got Don't Doze. Yes, Don't Doze making the list. And I'll be honest, I'll be real. Honest person, honest podcast. I haven't heard the list yet. You know, took the dog out this morning. But I made a phone call. Because phone calls are a lot better than playlist. Right? It is what it is. Let's go down the list. At number one, we got All Eyes on Me by Tupac and Big Sky. I'll be real. Right? I'll be real. Don't know much about Tupac. And look, before you throw rocks at me or, kick me in the dick, I get it. How can I have a show about a playlist and not know much about Tupac? I'm a phony, right? I'm a phony. If that's the case, at least I'm an honest phony. I've been telling you 6 years. Yes, 6 years. That's all I've been listening. Well, I guess that's all I've taken in appreciating music. It is what it is. Now, I've heard this song before. I'm happy it's coming at me right from the top. It is what it is. Maybe this will, allow me to go down a rabbit hole, a rabbit hole that you do want to fall down, right? One of the better artists of all time, one of the better poets of all time. Why not? Why not? Tupac off the top, Big Sky. If I don't know much about Tupac, I don't know shit about Big Sky. I'm sorry. I gotta do more. Number two, So Ambitious by Jay-Z and Pharrell. I don't remember this song off the Blueprint 3 late 2000s. But we are talking about, two of the best, right? So this song's probably gonna be great. Coming Out Strong by Future and The Weeknd off of Hendrix. This is a fun song. I know The Weeknd brings his A-game and with a simple delivery, right? You take my kindness for weakness, still coming out strong? Is that how it goes? I think so. That's powerful. That speaks for the nice people, okay? That speaks for the fucking nice people. Hey, I fuck with this song. Let's keep it going. At number four, we got Excuses by Intense, A.P. Dillon, and who else? And Gurinder Gill. It happened. We got some Indian flavor on the Posted Up playlist. And, throughout the first 4 years of the playlist, and really the 6 years of my listening career, I've traveled. I mean, I've stayed in North America for the most part. But I've traveled a little bit. And in one of those cases, I actually fell in love with a genre through a country. And that's reggaeton. It made me really open my eyes to the power of music and how little of the world's music I was listening to. So I'm excited for this too. I think my homie Roy. I'm gonna bleep out his name, okay? That dude is too interesting to just call out on air. He messaged me this morning about this song, so he said it felt like Surrey. Shout out Surrey. Number five, we have Patiently Waiting by 50 Cent and Eminem. Wow, that's a duo right there off of Get Rich or Die Trying. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard this song. Yo, I'm fucking with this list, yo. Let's keep it going. I get new songs. Let's go. After that, we have Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the Beatles, okay? And this is off of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Wow. From 1967. I'm about to listen to a song from 1967. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Exactly. Okay, I know this song right here. Let Me Blow Your Mind. Eve and Gwen Stefani. Look, you know what this song does for me, okay? It takes me to current day, yes? Yes, current day. Everyone is so mad about WAP, right? Wet-ass pussy. Why is that made into art? Why is that thrown into the airwaves? Our kids. Blah, blah, blah. Look, at a young age, I was being exposed to songs similar to that too. Maybe written in metaphors, but the message, the raw message, the same thing. Who cares? It's just music. Be better parents. And that is coming from, you know, somebody who still lives with their parents. So I guess, you know, I may not be the one to say much, but yo, you really gonna blame someone on a TV screen about what's happening with your kids? Come on. It's art. If you can't appreciate, you know, the pureness in it, there is. We're talking about wet ass pussy, right? There's something there. Something that's important. Said in a vulgar way, sure, why not? It is pussy. Where am I going with this? Look what you did, Don't Doze. You got me talking about pussy. Coming up next, let's just move on to the next song, okay? All right, ironically, we got The Come Up. Wow. Sometimes that happens, okay? The Come Up by Raja Kumari. What is this? I don't know. I'm excited, though. I know this song, though. Speed Speak by Manila Gray. Yeah, quite possibly their best track. I've said that alongside other Manila Gray tracks. I wonder which one is actually my favorite, but this one off of No Saints Loading is just a gem. We're talking about two brilliant musicians who performed this track to the T, and then you have the fucking wizard, pressing the buttons. Are you serious? This song is hard, yo. Shout out Manila Gray. After Manila Gray, we got Who? Sick Kick. Who are these guys, man? 874,000 monthly listeners. Dudes are wearing... They look like Power Rangers. In a world dominated by the desire of fame, Sick Kick is the enigmatic artist making a name for himself in music without ever showing his face? What? Who the fuck is this guy? We got wrestlers out here. We got Rey Mysterio doing his thing on the playlist. Wow. After Rey Mysterio, we got Daft Punk. And who's this? Daft Punk and Panda Bear. What's going on here? We got a panda on the playlist too? After the panda, we got Tev Lo and Hippie Sabotage with the song Habits. / Stay High. And yeah, this is the Hippie Sabotage remix. I want to read about these guys. Hippie Sabotage, 6 million monthly listeners. Okay. Two brothers who travel the world making music. Wow. The brother thing. That's Don't Doze right there, right? Okay, I see what's happening there. Okay. I'm fucking with this. Now, I know this song... Because I somewhat did lie to you, I guess. When I said I didn't listen to the playlist, I did actually listen to a little bit of it, maybe two songs on shuffle, and this one came up, called Indian Flute by Timbaland and Magoo? And Magoo, yes, and it's beautiful. This song is perfect. It had me moving. I could hear it played in many scenarios. Seriously, many scenarios. It's a hit. It's just... Again, perfect. I loved it after the first listen. Oh, in fact, this is what happened. This is how this whole playlist came together. The Doze Bros, they sent me a list of what? Of 50 songs, and they said, take the first 22. I didn't read that part. So when they sent me the list, I just hit shuffle. And again, Indian Flute came on, and I messaged one of the bros and I said, yo, Indian flute. I got a reply back with a question mark and I said, Indian flute. And I think we were talking about how that was actually not on the list. Remember, he said take songs from 1 to 22. Indian flute was somewhere in the 30s, the 40s. But with that message, I got the song on the list. He changed his mind. And now it's one of my favorites. That's why you gotta speak up, all right? Speak up, be honest. After Indian flute, we got Down by Marian Hill. I don't know. Who's Marian Hill? I don't know. After Marian Hill, we got The Weeknd with Snowchild. This is a hit. This is a hit. Everything on After Hours is an 8-up. 8-up. I've only listened to it maybe 3 or 4 times, but I just know that. I know that. Everything on this song, on this album, I'm sorry, it is 8-up. This song right here, it's a 9. It's a 9.5 for me. For me. I love this project, After Hours. It's the best project of the year. You know, I was commenting on a KTO post, and I said Modus Vivendi in response to his question about what has been the best album of the year. Now, after I said that, I left a comment saying if I threw my bias aside, because, you know, 070 Shake is one of my favorite artists. If I threw the bias aside, it would definitely be After Hours. Because this is fucking good, yo. It's fucking good. Everyone in the world should listen to After Hours. After The Weeknd, we got Emotional Oranges by West Coast Love. Man, I was learning some stuff this week, and the group started talking about how we're not supposed to be eating bananas, right? Now, I was telling them, what do you mean? What do you mean? And they were talking about how bananas are really meant to be kept in South America. That's where they're the best. Got me really thinking. How does that relate to this song? The song is made by Emotional Oranges. Okay, so fruits. Eat your fucking fruits, okay? Damn, were we leading into fruit talk with the Heart Part 4? I love it. I love the way this is connecting. I think they did that on purpose, okay? Eat some fruits and take care of your heart. Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, he's brilliant. Do we have to talk about the song? Yo, Kendrick Lamar, anytime he's on the list. Anytime he's on the list from this point on. I'm just saying one sentence and moving on, okay? Hold me to that. After Kendrick, we got Something Worth Protecting from Convict. Convict and who's this? The Lost Strings. Yo, is this that dude? Is this that dude? No, it isn't. Oh, is it? I don't know. So I went to a Convict show, you know, sometime in 2020, early 2020. And one of his openers was a dude on a violin. That shit was crazy. That shit was one of the best displays of just musical talent I've ever seen, okay? Crazy. The energy, maybe I'm saying that based on it being so unique, something that I didn't even have on the bucket list, but man, it really was something. It was really special, and it made me appreciate the fucking violin. That shit's crazy, yo. The violin is tough. Speaking of tough, Nelly Furtado. Let's be real, let's be honest. All good things come to an end. Funny story. I think this is a funny story. Listen to this. When I updated the playlist, I stopped adding songs after All Good Things Come to an End. I didn't even count the songs. I just assumed that's how the Doze Bros would end it, okay? Something artistic. My mind was playing games on me. I was wrong. Got the message at around, what, 10 o'clock? Saying that there's only, like, what, 19 songs on the list? Blah, blah, blah. Yo, I made the mistake, but they didn't. This song's great, yo. This song's a great radio song. When I talk shit about the radio, I'm not talking shit about this song, okay? Straight up. After quite possibly one of the better talents of all time coming out of the West Coast, we got Dazzle by O Wonder. I wonder what O Wonder is all about. I don't know anything about Wonder or O Wonder. I'm excited, though. Number 20 on the list. Let's keep it going. After that, we got Hide and Seek by Emotion Heap. What's going on here? Is it Emotion Heap or Imogen? I don't know. Emotion Heap is a technology innovator and a technology innovator and award-winning recording artist. What is going on? What is going on? This is something. What type of list is this? What are you guys smoking, Don't Doze? At number 22, we got Pound Cake / Whatever by Drake and Jay-Z off of Nothing Was the Same. Did I really say whatever to the song title? That's just proof, yo. It's getting hot. I gotta get the hell out of here. That was Connect the Dots. Yes, Connect the Dots. Go get the playlist. Yes, the posted up playlist now on Apple Music and Spotify. We had to do it for the people. The people wanted it. We got it. We got it to the people. And again, it's 22 every Sunday. It's now been happening for 223 consecutive weeks. And remember, if you hate the list, go at Don't Doze. If you love the list, and I know I'm going to love the list because I'm just excited to learn a couple of things here. A lot of new stuff, a lot of interesting sounds, and a lot of different creators. We're talking about people who are technology innovators making their way on the list. We're talking about a new genre of music getting on the list. Yeah, this is a moment. I'm excited for this, and I'll show my love. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Let's give them an applause. That's all we have. Yes, that's all we have. Go get the network, the Post It Up Network. Give you a couple shows there. Okay. Give it a swipe. Give it a tap wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Kyle Bowen. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.